At Le Petit Paris, a high-end French restaurant in downtown Los Angeles, foie gras is still on the menu. Right under entrees, it's the fifth item down.
Could I get the sautéed foie gras?
But technically, the dish is illegal. Or it was. Or it will be. It's complicated. A ban was passed by the California legislature in 2004, after animal rights groups lobbied for it, arguing that the way it was produced was inhumane. Foie producers and chefs disputed that. The ban became law 8 years later, in 2012. But once it was on the books, some restaurants found a loophole to continue to serve it, by not charging for it. Because, technically, the law only restricts the sale of foie. Meanwhile, foie gras fans and producers kept working to overturn the ban. In 2015, they won a victory, when a federal judge granted an injunction. Foie gras was legal again.
January 7th, 2015, a day I won't forget, he permanently prohibited the state from enforcing this law on the grounds that it's unconstitutional and essentially struck down the law.
That's Michael Tenenbaum, a Santa Monica lawyer. For 5 years, he's argued on behalf of a group of foie gras producers and restaurants.
5 years ago, I took an interest in the case when I saw that California was about to ban one of the most, you know, prized foods in all of gastronomy, and I couldn't believe it.
But this isn't a question of gastronomy. It's a question of constitutional rights. Tenenbaum, backed by a group with a special interest in foie gras, argued that the state of California didn't have the right to regulate, that this was federal business and fell under the domain of the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In the U.S., we have 50 states, of course, but we have a federal government, and certain products are regulated at the state level and certain at the federal level. Meat and poultry is regulated by the federal government, by the USDA. And Congress specifically gave that to the USDA to regulate and said, you get to decide what all of the ingredients are that go into meat and poultry products. And they said one thing else. They said no state can impose any requirement on the ingredients in those products.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. I'd like to reserve 5 minutes of my time for rebuttal.
The state of California appealed the injunction, and in September, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals annulled its earlier injunction, ruling that the state has the right to ban foie gras on the basis of animal cruelty. Jared Goodman is the director of animal law at the animal rights group PETA. PETA has advocated for the law since 2004 because they say making foie gras is inhumane.
It involves ducks and geese having foot-long metal pipes shoved down their throats and concentrated feed pumped down into their stomachs in amounts that are way more than they would naturally eat.
But advocates of foie gras say that's just not the case.
The California Department of Food and Agriculture submitted to the governor and to the Senate a report that says, quote, foie gras production does not involve cruelty at any time. You know, the animal rights extremists can find videos of everything that they think they don't like and they don't even want us to eat.
Back at Le Petit Paris, foie gras dishes continue to be prepared. It's legal to do so, at least until a federal court seals their decision by rejecting any further appeals. Chef Baptiste Crelier loves to prepare the fatty duck liver sautéed. As he cooks what could be his last plate of foie, he says the ruling disappoints him.
I love doing foie gras and I love eat foie gras too, so yeah, I think it's pretty bad to do that. I think they just need to open the mind and try foie gras. It's really good.
Unlike other chefs I spoke to, Crelier says he's ready to prepare the dish differently to satisfy consumers and the law.
If the ban stay like that, I prefer to take out everything from my menu and doing something else. Can we, I don't know, with a different way, like make a homemade terry with chicken liver and maybe the people will come because we don't do foie gras.
But there's a chance the French chef might not have to. Tenenbaum says he's prepared to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court if he has to. In Los Angeles, for RFI, I'm Ryan Thompson.